This is the Covenant Eyes Podcast.
You take away my mobile phone, you'll take away a part of me.
This distinction between the physical world and the virtual one will become increasingly blurred.
Thanks for tuning in to the Covenant Eyes Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Gilkerson, and I'm joined today with my friend, Pastor Jim Rose. Today you will hear part four of our interview with Mark Castleman. Mark is the author of The Drug of the New Millennium, a book about how pornography use affects the brain. In today's portion of the interview, Mark talks about three key principles that parents can use to help guard their families and children from the power and message of pornography and other hypersexualized media. You won't want to miss today's interview on the Covenant Eyes Podcast.
In your book, in fact, your subtitle is Three Power Principles to Protect Your Family from Pornography. Can you give us just a brief summary of your power principles and maybe what you mean with each of them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't talk at all in the book about actual recovery. You know, as you know, we have a whole online recovery program.
Yeah, Candale.
We deal with that, Candale.
Right.
So my focus in the Drug of the New Millennium book was, you know, the first half to talk about the brain science and all of that, so people could really understand what we're dealing with. But the second half, I really wanted to show parents and couples, what do you do in your relationships and in your family so that you don't produce addicts in the first place? How do you not create addiction? And there are a couple of key things that you do in order to prevent that. Probably the most important one that I teach parents in their relationship with their children is they need to have a very open and honest communication and dialogue about sexual issues. You know, I don't know about you two, but as I grew up as a kid, any talk about things sexual in my home was just forbidden.
Yeah.
There was no talk about, you know, about sex or,
sure.
You know, if I asked my parents about it, you'd just get a strange look, and it just wasn't discussed.
Right.
And so I found out about those kinds of things from my friends, you know, from pornography, a little bit in school. And the thing that I really stress to parents today, because this is, I'll often, you probably hear this objection too. Well, if I talk to my kids about these sexual issues, am I going to put thoughts in their heads and make them curious about things that I really don't want them to be curious about?
Sure.
Am I going to push them to the very thing I'm trying to prevent? Well, the thing about that is those days are gone. I mean, if you think that kids aren't learning things about sexuality, even in grade school, parents really need to get up to date. I have a good friend who she's a second grade school teacher, and she did a poll among her little second grade students. Now these are kids who are like 7 and 8 years old.
Sure.
And she said, okay, none of you are going to get in trouble, and this is just between us, but everyone here in the classroom, if you've ever seen an adult person on the computer screen without clothes, raise your hand. And every kid in this second grade classroom raised their hand.
Wow.
That they had seen some form of pornography. And so, unfortunately, this is just a regular part of our society today. We live in a sexualized society.
Sure.
And so parents have got to start talking with their children about these issues, even at a young age. And here's the thing that parents have got to avoid at all costs. They must avoid shaming their children with regard to sexuality. So don't do anything that would make your children feel that this is dirty, it's evil, that somehow a naked human body is a dark and terrible thing. Because what happens when you do that, when you create shame and you attach it to sexuality, you actually set these kids up for this addiction, because it is a shame-based or shame-driven addiction. The more unworthy you feel, the more dirty you feel about your body or about sexual issues, the more drawn you will be to the actual pornography. It's
wow.
it's a psychological phenomenon that that shows that we are attracted to the taboo, you know, or the forbidden.
The novel.
And so parents have got to dialogue about this in a very
right.
comfortable, healthy, and open way.
Sure.
You know, this is good. It's beautiful. Your body is wonderful. You know, these are things that God put inside of you, and the only thing you need to decide is that you're going to use it at the right time, in the right place, with the right person, in marriage. But until then, it's marvelous, and it's something to look forward to.
Sure.
And so that kind of dialoguing is critical for parents.
Well, what's number two? What's the second principle?
The second one is that you really have to engage in healthy connection with kids. You know, a lot of parents parents will often save, you know, communicating with their kids and having a real relationship until there's a crisis. You know,
yeah.
we gotta talk, and they haven't had much dialogue with their kids, or really, as I say, made deposits to the emotional bank account over time. And so if you wait till there's a crisis to have the big talk, you're really at a deficit. And so I encourage parents, you've got to create healthy intimacy within the family unit. And when I say intimacy, I don't mean sexual. Most of human intimacy has nothing to do with sexuality. Intimacy is communication, connection, building a child's self-worth, letting them know that they're appreciated, you know, affirming them, giving them opportunities to contribute and feel like they're accomplishing things.
Right.
And so you create this healthy intimacy in the family unit so that the kids don't feel isolated and disconnected and alone.
Sure.
Because when they feel that, they're going to turn to the pornography to fill that intimacy void, you know, the hole in the soul, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so family intimacy, you know, spending time together, talking, family councils, if you're religious, you know, praying together, reading scripture together. You know, all of these things build that intimacy and that connection and are great deterrents to this addiction.
Right.
So
that's incredibly important. And what's the third one?
The third one is really teaching these kids how to deal with, you know, what we call BLASTED. BLASTED is an acronym. It stands for bored or burned out, lonely, angry or afraid, stressed or tired. Does that describe any teenagers you know?
About 99% of them.
Yeah, about 99% of them. And so the problem is that these kids don't know how to deal with all of these negative emotions and pressures and things that they're feeling. And so we as parents have got to teach them, look, you got to have healthy boundaries. You know, let's not have them in soccer, music lessons, church activities, chores, homework. You know, we just overwhelm these kids with being super achievers, and they get blasted. And then, of course, they seek these outlets, you know, to self-medicate and escape.
Wow.
So we need boundaries. We need to teach them healthy self-care skills, make sure they have plenty of healthy pleasure outlets, you know, time for fun, time for renewal, you know, so that we don't set them up for seeking escape when they've basically reached their limit.
Wow, those are three pretty foundational kind of things. I could see how doing that would really begin to strengthen a child's resolve if they ever do. And in this world, they probably will. If they ever do run into pornography, that they would be able to contextualize that and say, you know what, my dad, my mom, they taught me about healthy sexuality, and this is not it. And so it at least strengthens their resolve in the midst of all that. And I can see how that would be a huge asset to a child, emotional asset to a child growing up.
Well, I'll often ask audiences when I do training for parents or teens or that, and I'll ask them, how many of you here feel that Hollywood and the internet do a really good job of making their sexual material really attractive, that they put glittery wrapping paper and a big fancy bow on it. How many feel that they're really good at that? And, of course, everyone raises their hand. I mean, it's really attractive, and, boy, they just promote it really effectively. And so what I tell parents is, isn't it our responsibility then to take healthy sexuality and put wrapping in a bow and make it just as attractive, in fact, more alluring to our kids than the other side? But often what do? We say, you know, kind of the joke is, well, you know, sex is dirty and evil and bad, and just save it for someone you really care about.
How do you do that? I mean, in your experience, as you've talked to parents and maybe listened to some of the things they're doing, maybe that they're doing right, what are people doing, what are parents doing to dress that up in a way that makes healthy, good, wholesome, marital sexuality more attractive to them than than what pornography is offering them or what our sexualized media is offering them?
Well, that's a great question, and I think one of the ways is, first of all, how do we dialogue about sexual things? You know, in the home, as you know, kids are sponges. They look at everything we do, they look at everything we say, and they absorb it, and then unfortunately they take that and they not only replicate what we do and say, but they exaggerate it when they mimic us. And so they listen to how do mom and dad respond to sexual things? So first of all, do mom and dad have a good relationship? Do I see my parents hug? You know, have I ever seen my dad give my mom a kiss as he comes home from, you know, from the office? Have they seen healthy intimacy between their parents? That's a big one. The other one, do they speak of sexuality in terms that it's a gift? It's a beautiful thing. I mean, this is good. This is exactly what God intended for all of us. And so is there that healthy dialogue so that a child feels good about that? They feel good about their body. They feel good about, you know, human sexuality. So that what happens, what you want to have happen is when a child sees Hollywood's portrayal, for example, and they're going to, or they see it on network television, and they see how it's portrayed, the child can look at that and say, wait a second, that's not what I was taught. That's not how that works. These guys, they got it wrong. They're clueless. It isn't just, you know, jumping in bed and having this encounter and then moving on and going to your separate way. No. And so what you want a child to say is, I don't want that. I want what my parents have described. I want to go for that prize. And when they compare the two, they say, you know what, that's a ripoff.
Yeah.
What Hollywood's showing, no way.
Yeah.
I want that over there that I've seen my mom and dad have. Yeah, I want that.
Sure.
And so that's how you have to go about it.
Yeah, there's a greater inherent beauty to seeing the whole package, seeing the relationship dynamics, not just the, just the sexual side of things, but seeing all of the dynamics of what marriage should be. There's a greater inherent beauty to that than there is to just a sort of stripped down form of what sexuality could be that Hollywood typically presents.
Well, yeah, and see, parents have to realize they have an enormous advantage. You know, they all feel very overwhelmed by this. God, my kids can get this on their cell phone. They can get it on video games. They hit a button. How do I compete? Well, remember that when Hollywood and pornography show human sexuality, it has none of the human relationship and none of the beauties are attached to it.
Sure.
It's all absent.
Yeah.
There is no relationship. There's no love. There's no caring. There's no commitment. None of it is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you teach a child, you get to include all of those other things. And if you do it, you know, if you do it properly and the best you can, the comparison is dramatic.
Thanks for listening to this interview with Mark Castleman. You can read more about what Mark was talking about in his book, The Drug of the New Millennium. You can also find out about his online porn addiction recovery program called Candeo. Go to his website, candeocan.com, C-A-N-D-E-O-C-A-N.com. DEOCAN.com. This is Luke Gilkerson, and you have been listening to the Covenant Eyes Podcast.